sing the martyrs, all across the land we raise our voices for you.
Bill McIntosh Show, now on with Stephen Williford. Stephen Williford represents Gun Owners of America. He's known around the country as the, quote, good guy with a gun for helping stop the largest Texas mass shooting in the state's history that occurred in 2017 in Southern Springs, Texas, at the First Baptist Church. Available to speak about all Second Amendment issues and the importance of the vital role that the Gun Owners of America has in maintaining our constitutional rights. Their website is www.gunowners.org. You can find out more about Stephen Williford and his amazing story at www.stephenwilliford.com. Okay, Stephen, great to have you on. Want to see how you've been. I know you've been extremely busy with all this news about the Uvalde shooting and the unfolding slow motion tragedy that it all entails in many, many respects. Well, first, I want to ask you about your thoughts on the SCOTUS decision, 6-3, with New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. What are your thoughts about that, Stephen? How important is that case?
I think that is very important, but the state of New York seems to want to ignore it, and now they're doing away with gun permits altogether, and I don't know how they can do it with the recent SCOTUS decision. I think the state of New York is about to get sued big time because of it. And here it is. Here's the great part of all this is there was a man today in Indiana that just stopped he just stopped a mass shooter in a mall, and he wasn't supposed to have his gun in that mall either. But then the criminal was not supposed to have his gun in the mall. But I guess they're glad now that the guy that stopped the shooter did have his gun. And they've all hailed him as a hero. Even the management of the mall has done the same. And that shows what happens when a good guy with a gun can intervene and stop a mass shooting. Three people died before he was able to pull his own gun out and take out the shooter. How many more would that have been?
Amazing. And now the question I want to ask is that, so this was like supposedly a gun-free zone, according to the municipal law in that jurisdiction?
That's it. The mall had put that into action that it was a gun-free mall. They didn't want anybody to take their guns in. But this young man, he's a 22-year-old man, decided that he was going to ignore that and he was going to carry his concealed gun in anyway. And thank God he had it. And that's the solution. And it shows the solution is these people that want to do these mass shootings and stuff, they don't care about your laws. They're going to come into the mall anyway. And I wonder now, because the management of the mall has said they recognize the guy as a hero and that he stopped and saved many, many lives. I wonder if they're going to change their policy now.
Oh, wow. It's amazing to me. I mean, this is much, much like what happened to you, but you didn't have any type of a ridiculous restriction like that. Good guys with guns follow the law. Bad guys with guns don't care, you know? So, but now we have a case where the good guy said, hey, I got the Second Amendment in the Constitution. That's my permission, you know, or it's my God-given right.
And earlier on this year in West Virginia, the lady that stopped the shooter that started shooting into a graduation party, he started shooting with his AR-15 into a graduation party. She pulled her legally owned gun and shot and killed him. And of course, the media just wants to sweep that under the rug. Because it wasn't enough people that died there. You know, they don't want to recognize how many people this lady may have saved.
Right, of course, of course. And then, you know, it's so shocking. Eric Adams is pushing back against this. I mean, doesn't he realize, and by the way, New York, because of, I mean, doesn't they realize how, you know, how difficult a cop's job is if everybody is just seconds away from having to call 911 because of a gun incident with somebody who's not a legally authorized gun holder who, you know, commits crime, commits a robbery or whatever. So let me bring your attention now to this terrible situation in Uvalde, Texas. What, based on what you've been able to glean from all the news reports that I'm sure you've read, I'm sure you've seen by now the video, it's a terrible video of these, I assume a SWAT team members in Uvalde, Texas, initially advancing and then retreating when they realized that gunshots were coming their way. What's your commentary about all this?
It's really ridiculous. And this just gives you the police aren't coming to save you. And Uvalde, it was outrageous that the police didn't move in when children were being shot and murdered. You are your own first responder. And in this case, the police weren't even second responders. The police did not respond. And that's unconscionable. And there's been a judge that has now said that police do not have the obligation to put their life on the line for you. So they don't have to protect you. So that being said, you are your own first responder. You are your own protector, and you protect the people around you. If the police are unwilling to do it, and remember, even if you do get the good officers, and there are good officers everywhere that are willing to respond and willing to put their lives on the line for you, they're still minutes away when seconds count.
Of course. Yeah. And so this was is there a story behind this? Why did this happen? Why were they waiting for permission? This reminds me of what happens in Latin America when they'd have guerrillas in a guerrilla camp spotted, and they're ready to open fire, and they're waiting for the president of the republic to call and give them permission to fire, to pull the triggers. It's ridiculous.
This was ridiculous. You know, there was an officer that had him in his sights before he ever entered into the school, and he was waiting for permission to shoot him. Your permission was, as soon as he started shooting into the school, you had permission to shoot him. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for it. I don't know. I can't figure out what happened to stop these guys from taking on the shooter and stopping it. You know, if the shooter was shooting at the police department, at least it wouldn't be shooting at children, you know. And the police department has body armor and ballistic shields and everything they needed to confront the shooter. And plus, the shooter wasn't trained. They were. And training will win the day every time.
Yeah, it's a shocking event that took place. And it's like you say, you know, we're our own first responders, and people wanted to go in there and they were impeded, right? Amazing. Finally, it was a border guy that goes in there and does it. How did that unfold? That to me is just bizarre. Did he just go in through another door or what?
I don't know how he got in or whatever, but the story has it that he was getting a haircut. And he was off duty and he was getting a haircut and he found out about it and he borrowed a shotgun from the barber and ran in.
Oh my gosh.
And he got shot through the hat. He got shot in the arm and he got grazed another time, but he took the shooter out. He didn't have any body armor on him. And yet he was brave enough that he went in and he took the shooter out. How did that happen? How did all these officers with body armor, ballistic helmets, and shields not engage the shooter, but yet this man that was getting a haircut and was not there when it started and was told about it through other means, run in and run past everybody. He did what everybody else should have done, and they were there long before he got there.
Steven, let me ask you a question. How is it that some people respond with or without body armor and other people don't who have body armor? Tell us about that kind of mystery. You've dealt with it. You can talk about it.
I don't get it. I don't know their mindset. Again, I didn't have body armor. I didn't have shoes on, for goodness sakes. And it's not about the equipment that you have. It's about the mindset. I talked to a former Marine instructor that said that when they went up against other countries and they beat the other countries in training exercises, the other countries would say, oh, but you have better equipment. And the Marines would trade them equipment and still spank them because they had the right training and the right attitude. And it doesn't matter the equipment that you have. He said, just remember the equipment is secondary. He said, it's the mindset and the training. And these officers obviously had all the equipment in the world and chose not to engage a shooter. And it's got to be a mindset thing.
Right. That's, you know, it's interesting when you, that you say, I mean, my son is a Marine and they have, they are famous for having all the leftover hand-me-down stuff from the Army that the Army just passes out of the Marine Corps because it doesn't cost the Marine Corps anything, or I don't know. It just, it's in bad shape and the barracks are terrible. They're, there's the mice in there eating rations. It's the worst of the worst. You know, cause I saw the Air Force barracks when my son graduated from the Air Force in, you know, near San Antonio. And then I saw my son's Marine barracks. They were terrible. The Air Force barracks were 10 times better. You know,
but it's always, we send our Marines in first and they're the last to be drawn out.
Right. Sure. Absolutely. And remember that, that terrorist attack in Afghanistan killed, you know, a number of Marines. So, what you say is true. Stephen, what else is, what's on the agenda now? What do you see happening with this ever evolving, you know, campaign against firearms and, you know, the campaign to protect the Second Amendment?
Well, I see that the GOA is stepping up. We are fighting the good fight. We are out there making a difference, and we're out there bringing it to the general public to let them know, you know, you can carry, you can stop this, you can make it happen. It's time to get rid of gun-free zones, you know, where no one can carry into a school or no one can carry into this mall or that theater or whatever. Gun-free zones are indeed the problem, and it's time that we got rid of these gun-free zones nationally. Now, you know, if you're a business owner and you say you can't come into my business with your gun, then you know what? I'm okay with that. I don't have to do business with you. But I will tell you, if I go into your business and I get shot because I can't defend myself, you should be liable for that.
Absolutely. Sure. And those things, you know, they, we could see them happening. Everything is getting a little bit unglued in our country. You know, on the one hand, we see, I mean, I was very, very happy to see the Supreme Court strike down Roe v. Wade. But now we see, you know, states finding ways that they're just going to thumb their nose at the Supreme Court, or the federal government, I should say, thumb their nose at the Supreme Court.
Well, so first off, people don't get it. Just because the Supreme Court did away with Roe v. Wade, it sent it back to the states to make the states make that decision. And a state like Texas can decide, we don't want abortion to be legal. And that state can make it illegal. But then, say, a neighboring state, Arizona, can say, oh, we want abortions to be okay. And that is a state issue. That is not the federal government's right or anything. It is not a constitutional right to an abortion. Where is that enumerated in our Constitution?
That's an invention. That's a fabrication. Totally. No way to say that it's there. In fact, in our founding documents, the words for our posterity also loom large as an important principle to keep in mind, you know, regarding how our country was founded. So, Stephen Willeford of the Gun Owners of America, thanks so much for being on the Bill McIntosh Show. Folks, you can find out more about Gun Owners of America at www.gunowners.org and check out Stephen Willeford's website. And he's at www.stephenwilliford.com. Stephen is S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Willeford is with two L's, W-I-L-L-E-F-O-R-D. StephenWilliford.com. Thanks, Stephen. Look forward to having you on again in the show.
Thank you.
Godspeed to you. Bye-bye. God bless you.